I don't know about you, but somehow we have not learned the art of adjusting ourselves when our plans are broken. What's your reaction when all of your best laid plans for a getaway are shot down? How do you react? Some get upset, some get disappointed, some get angry, some get annoyed, some get bent out of shape, some have an attitude that needs adjusted. We get mad at the person, we blame the devil. We do all kinds of things because our plans are interrupted. Let me ask you the question. What is most important, our plans or God's? God's plans. And sometimes I have learned that sometimes our disappointments are God's appointment. Our disappointments become God's disappointment to learn how to minister to the needy. Look at the reaction of Jesus. Jesus was not annoyed. He was not upset. He was not angry. When he gets out of the boat, this is the time away. This is the time out. This is the time that we're going to get alone and get refreshed. And when he gets out, there's as many people here as what he left. In fact, even more. Because all of the cities, they're gathering around. And if you've had a hectic week, a hectic month, a hectic year, and you needed a couple days to get away, and you get in the boat, and you get to the other side, and you have thousands of people say, "Here he comes! God's man of faith and power!" Oh, no! You want to get back in the boat and head back. But you know what Jesus' reaction was? The Bible says Jesus was moved with compassion. And I says, "God, would you teach me when I face disappointments, when I face interruptions, God, would you teach me when I face these breaking of plans, when I've got this all set up and I'm ready to go, God," and it gets blown away. And I says, because sometimes it's easy to get an attitude. "Oh, that's that sister so-and-so again. Unbelievable. Drives me nuts." Always the same one. You can mark it down. Hallelujah. And the plans are out, and you know you've had it. And Jesus gets off the boat. He has a love for the people. You see, he sees them as sheep without a shepherd. And it says, "God, would you give me that heart that when I come across broken plans, disruptions, when I come across plans that are disappointed, that I'm disappointed, I can't get to do what I want to do, help me to realize that my disappointments are your appointments to minister to your people at that time." Hallelujah. Oh, I found that so many times. And I say, "Lord, please help me to react the way Jesus reacted in that situation." Amen? Hallelujah. Jesus moved with compassion. And I think that sometimes we think, and now we need a break, and we know we need a break, and we do need a break. But we got to recognize that we belong to the King. And there are times that our disappointments become his appointments to minister him to the hurting, to the lonely, to the sick, to the disappointed, to those that have broken hearts. And God says, no, a little more, a little more. And his heart was moved with compassion. I said, "God, give me the compassion that Jesus had. Give me the love that Jesus had for people." Because listen, man, if you're in the business of ministering Jesus Christ, there's two things you got to get straight. You got to love Jesus, and you got to love people. If you don't love Jesus and you don't love people, then you don't need a minister. You may just get out and do something else, dig a ditch or climb a tower or whatever it is. But that's what ministry is all about. It's about Jesus Christ, and it's about people. And Jesus saw them, and he saw them like sheep without a shepherd, and his heart was moved with compassion. And I say, "God, would you please help me when I have disruptions and disappointments, when I have broken plans, that, Lord God, you will help me to have that reaction where my heart is moved with compassion. I won't get angry. I won't get bitter. I won't get bent out of shape and have an attitude that needs adjustment. But I'll learn to say, God, my disappointment is an appointment for you to minister to that person. Hallelujah. And you know what? Jesus, that there's sometimes, and we've done this too. You say, all right, I know what Sister So-and-so wants. We'll pray with her 5 minutes. Hallelujah. And then we'll send her on the way. So we get Sister So-and-so, and he says, oh, you know, it's the same sister that comes all the time. He says, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, would you help her? Would you heal her? Would you give her what she needs? Amen. Go in faith. Hallelujah. And we cram in the car, and we take off. He says, oh, we're an hour late, but at any rate, we're going to get away. But you know what? Jesus didn't minister 5 minutes. He spent the whole day. He spent the whole day teaching, preaching, prophesying, maying, laying hands on the sick, opening the blinded eyes, casting out devils. He gave them the whole day. They wanted a day awake. Hallelujah. How many of us have given them? We give them an hour, 2 hours at the most, because we don't want it to get dark. We want to get away before, you know. And so we give them a little bit of time. We hop in the car and say, hallelujah, we've done our job. God bless Sister So-and-so, and we're all fishing. And oh, Jesus, he just heart moved out. He wanted to help them. He wanted to feed them. He wanted to heal them. He wanted to restore them. And you know what? They ended up having revival. I mean, the Spirit of God was moving. And they were there all day long. And I says, they went over there to get away, and now they spend a whole day ministering. And the sun is coming to the place where it's starting to get evening. And if you read the four Gospels, it starts with Philip. Jesus said to Philip, how are we going to take care of all these people? Philip says, I don't know. Should we go buy bread? And then his disciples come to him, and they say, Jesus, what are we going to do? Time slipped away. It's getting evening. These people need something. What are we going to do with them? And I hear the Spirit saying, what are we going to do with this multitude? The disciples said, should we send them away that they can get something to eat? What do you do? Do you send them away? No. Jesus said, don't send them away. Jesus said, you feed them. You expect, but it's impossible. There are 5,000 men, there's women, there's children, there's their families, there's married, there's single, there's old, there's young, there's kids, there's ancient people. How are we going to do that? Jesus said, go and see how much you have. And there's always in the crisis that we look at what we don't have instead of looking at what we have. And Jesus said, go see what you have. Hallelujah. Send them away that they can get something to eat. But it's impossible. How do we feed this multitude? How do we feed them? Jesus said, what do you have? One of the Gospels says they found a little boy. Mama had some compassion and foresight. She sends him away with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. Hallelujah. What do we have? I don't have much. I don't have much. It's impossible to feed a multitude with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. What are these in the midst of all of this? It needs a miracle. And so, it's impossible to do what Jesus told them to do. He said, go find out what you got. Now, I'm here to ask you, what do you have? What do you have? There's a multitude that's hungry. Outside these walls, there are people who have broken hearts. And the city of Harrisburg and all of Lancaster and all of this area, there are people that are starving to death. I'm not talking about physical. There's a famine of bread. There's a famine of hearing the word. There's people that are on drugs. There's people that are destitute. There's all kinds of people. There are multitudes of people. And Jesus said, what do you have? And I'm asking you, what do you have that you can minister to the people outside these walls? I don't have much. Jesus said, what do you have? Well, all that we have is we got a little boy here who's got 5 loaves and 2 fishes. But what are they in the midst of this? Remember the song that we sang this morning? Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown and you can win it if you go in Jesus' name. We need to raise that a little bit. Let's sing it. Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown and you can win it if you go in Jesus' name. Sing it once more. Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown and you can win it if you go in Jesus' name. Now, let's take that last verse. If we go in Jesus' name. That doesn't mean you go saying the name of Jesus. That means you go in the authority of Jesus, in the provision of Jesus, in the power of Jesus, in the anointing of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. When you go in Jesus' name, you are sanctioned by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You go in His power, His anointing, His grace, His strength, and you go out ministering Him by the anointing that has come on you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What do you have? Well, you have 5 loaves, 2 fish, but what are they? You see, it doesn't take much when God is in it to be used to feed the multitudes. But I'm afraid. What are you afraid of? Well, I don't know how to do that. That's what the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher is, to help to equip you to know how to do that, to know how to minister Jesus. Bring it to me. That's interesting. Jesus said, have them sit down in groups of 50 and 100. And says, why is that in the Bible that Jesus said, set them down in groups of 50 and 100? And I heard God say, you know, I sent them to say, there's several things here, because there's a number, 5,000. Somebody counted these guys. They counted 5,000 men plus their wives plus their kids. Somebody counted them. So how many groups of 50 and 100? Figure that out, not now. But so they numbered the men, and there were 5,000. And so there is the thing of numbering of the people, but there's also the thing of, I believe when God does something, He does it orderly. He does it decently and in order. God is not a God of confusion. It's not a hodgepodge of greasy grace and slop and you know, all of that. I believe if you look at creation, if you look at our bodies, if you look whatever God does in the universe, there is a plan, there is an order, there is things that are set in order. Hallelujah. And God is a God of order. If you have hodgepodge, listen, you know where confusion comes from? It comes from disorder. And so God said, set them down in groups, so that we can know how many are there, and so that we can have order instead of chaos. So He sets them down. Now listen, when you do what Jesus wants you to do, it opens the door for the miracle to happen. When we learn to follow what Jesus asked us to do, it opens up that door. Sit down in groups of 50. That was the first step in moving to the miracle that God was about to do. How many do you have? We have 5 loaves and 2 fishes. They had no idea what was about to happen. But the first thing that Jesus said concerning the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he said, bring them to me. Hallelujah. The first step of your ministry is you got to go to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And they took those fish and they brought them to Jesus. Hallelujah. Ministry starts by coming to the author of ministry. There they took those fish and they laid them in the hands of the one who spoke in the book of Genesis, let there be light. That was before the sun was created. And out of the darkness, light comes. They laid those fish in the hands of the one who's formed the galaxies and the universes. They laid those fish in the hands of the one who caused manna to come down out of heaven and feed multitudes of the people for years and years until they entered the land of Canaan. They put those fish in the hands of Almighty God who divided the Red Sea. He caused the sun to stand still. They laid those fish in the hands of one who was, who is, and who always will be, without beginning and without end, the Lord God Almighty. And he said, bring them to me. And when they laid them in the hands of Almighty God, it opened the possibility for the miracle in the impossible situation to happen. Hallelujah. Bring them to me. That's the first place we've got to go when God wants to use us. We've got to get into the presence of the Most High God. Because that's where you get your ministry. Your ministry doesn't come from your head. Your ministry comes from your heart, your spirit. This is why God said, you guard your spirit tenaciously. You guard your spirit because everything that you do comes out of your spirit, comes out of your heart. And so if you want to minister, you got to go and get filled because the rivers can't flow out of you until they flow into you. And the reason there is a flowing out of you is you come to Him. And you get in the Word, and you get in the Spirit, and you allow the rivers begin to formulate and to begin to fill you. And as you're filled, and as you're in the presence of God, hallelujah. That's what, listen, when Moses come out of the mountain, his face was glowing. Why? He was in the presence of the Most High God. Now listen, he didn't cover his face because it was blinding. He covered his face because he didn't want people to see. He was losing the glory. You see, the glory dissipates unless you go back into the throne room. You see, you can't go in the throne room once and spend a whole year. You got to go into the throne room every day. That's where the glory is. That's where the power is. That's where the presence is. So he said, bring them to me. And so they gave him. God said he took him in his hands and he looked up to heaven and he blessed the fish and the bread. You see, God cannot bless what is not yielded to him. God cannot bless what is not submitted to him. God cannot bless what is not put into his hands. And so he said, bring them to me. That's the only thing that God can bless is what's yielded to Him. You keep it and God can't bless it. But when you give it, God will bless it. The next step is He looks up into heaven and He blesses it. But here's the interesting next step is He took what He blessed and He broke it. He took what He blessed and He broke it. Because multiplication comes by blessing and breaking. We don't like to be broken. Jacob's name would have stayed Jacob had he not encountered and wrestled with God. But in the wrestling of God, God broke Jacob. And he said, now I'm going to change your name from Jacob to Israel. Hallelujah. Because when Jacob comes out of that encounter with God, his walk was totally different. Hallelujah. When we encounter God, it affects our living, affects our walk. And so he took it, he blessed it, and he broke it. And I said, none of us like to be broken. But all of us, it's essential that we learn to have a broken spirit and a contrite heart. What did he break? He broke Jacob's ego, his independent spirit, his know-it-all, his self-sufficiency. He broke Jacob's agenda. He broke Jacob's nature. And there are times that God has to deal with us. You know what? The only one he really breaks is the ones he blesses. Because in the breaking, it's where the blessing really begins to take place. Except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But in that death comes multiplication. In the breaking comes the multiplication. And then he took the bread that he blessed and he gave it to his disciples. And he said, take and go and give. And I'm here tonight and I said, God, we're here because we're celebrating missions. Each of you are a missionary. God wants to do the same for you as he's done for all of us. He wants you to submit to him. He wants you to yield your life to him. He will take you. What is committed to him, he will take. And he will bless it. And he will break it. And he will use it to feed and heal and minister to others. Hallelujah. The Bible says the disciples took and they gave to the multitude. God's looking for someone who will take what he has and give it to others. Are you willing? Hallelujah. And the Bible says that they were all fed. And then when they were fed, Jesus said something very interesting. He said, take these baskets and gather up the fragments. Again, very specifically, God said there were 12 baskets that were left. A lot of supposition of the 12 baskets. There were 12 disciples. Maybe that's a basket for each disciple. As I was waiting before God, I said, you know, God, what's this all about? And I heard the Lord say, they were having revival that day. God didn't want the revival to stay at that spot. The baskets are so that you can take it away from the place and give it to other people. God wants to use the moving of the miraculous and take it not so it doesn't just stay in one place, but that you can take it to the next village, to the next place, and to the next town. And I said, God, help us to when we see the miraculous moving of your provision and we yield ourselves to you and you bless us and you break us and the moving of God's Spirit, we say, wow, isn't this great? That God, you will take up the fragments of that and you will get it outside the walls and it will minister to this village, to that tribe, and to these people. And the revival goes on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I close with this. Are you willing, like the lad, to give what you have to be used of God? I don't have much. Little is much when it's submitted. Little is much when it is yielded. Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. What does it profit if you gain the whole world, but you lose your own soul? Are you willing to give to Jesus the little that you have? You say, I don't have much. God doesn't need much. Because he's not looking for your he's not looking for your ability. He's looking for your availability. Little is much when it is given to Jesus. Amen. Little is much when it's surrendered. Little is much when it is yielded. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown, and you can win it if you go in the authority, in the power, in the glory, in the anointing of Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you willing to be a disciple? To go before the Messiah and receive of Him and take and minister to others? I look and I remember in Isaiah chapter 6. In the year King Uzziah died, Isaiah said, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. Time of crisis. The nation had lost its king. People confused, not sure what's happening. Isaiah said, I went and I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and the glory of His train filled the temple. And I heard these words, who will go for us? I hear the Holy Spirit saying, are you willing? Are you willing? Who will go for us? Isaiah said, here am I. Send me. Here am I. Send me. Jesus' heart was moved with compassion. Came for a break. He got a bunch of people, but the Bible says He saw them as sheep without a shepherd. His heart loved these people. And I say, God, give us a heart of love for Jesus Christ and give us a heart of love for the people outside these four walls. Amen. Who will go for us? Isaiah gave the answer that every one of us need to give. Lord, here am I. Send me. Amen. Can you say that? Don't fake it. Can we say that? Lord, here am I. Send me. Say it again. Lord, here am I. Send me. There's a call. We're coming into the days of the setting sun, when what should have been done years ago needs still to be done. And I hear the voice of God. I'm able to take the little that you have, if it's committed to me, and use you to feed thousands of people if you will yield it to me. Amen? Let's stand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your Son, Jesus. He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. But Romans said, how are they going to hear about Jesus? How are they going to hear about the gospel unless someone goes? Isaiah said, here am I. Send me. How are they going to be fed unless someone gives that which they have, that God may take it and bless it and break it and feed the multitudes? Isaiah said, here am I. Use me. Send me. I will be what you need if you'll only call out to me. Father, we stand in the presence of the King and the Lord and the God of the universe. There's a call for help. And in our times of our plans, sometimes they are broken. Sometimes we get frustrated because our plans are disrupted. But God, we believe that sometimes our disappointments are your appointments, because someone needs Jesus Christ, because someone needs loved, because someone needs help. And I pray that you will help all of us to be an Isaiah that says, here am I, Lord. Send me. Amen. Amen. Brother Mel. Hallelujah.